This past year's 4th of July picnic saw consumers choosing the traditional burgers and franks, potato salad, and coleslaw. And beer. Lots of beer. But what was in the bottle made legacy beer brands think less of fireworks and more of warning shots. We admit it. It was us who fired them. Drink in this story, reminding us once again of American consumers' independence from big brand rule.
Beer manufacturers are getting craftier. Someone once said, "Reality is an illusion caused by a lack of good beer." But today, they might want to amend that statement to read an excess of good beer as some new category realities kick in. For some background, consider it was 34 years ago when Jim Koch founded the Boston Beer Company. Armed with a revolutionary craft alternative to traditional beers, he launched the now famous Sam Adams brand. Back then, Mr. Koch capitalized on shifting consumer tastes and their desire for novelty, and turned the company into what's now the second largest craft brewery in the United States. In the regular beer category, Sam Adams shows up at the top of the list in our Customer Loyalty and Engagement Index, and it's the only craft beer that appears on that list. But it seems that Mr. Koch's brand may become a casualty of the beer revolution he began. According to the Brewers Association, of the top 50 overall breweries, 43 are craft brewing companies, meaning companies that produce smaller batches of beer than large-scale corporate breweries whose beers are characterized by an emphasis on quality, flavor, ingredients, and brewing innovation, rather than just ubiquitous distribution. To put our excess of good beer comment into perspective, new craft breweries are hopping up at about 2 a day, so currently there are about 3,100 craft brewers in the United States, albeit some of them very small. But it explains part of the reason why domestic craft beer sales went up 22% year over year. Well, more options, sure, but also a continuing consumer desire for all things new, with made-to-order, better-meets-my-expectations feel to them, or, more accurately, a better-slash-different-slash-unique taste. Which is all good for craft brewers, but problematic for bigger, more traditional beer brands. That includes Sam Adams, whose success works against it to a certain degree. As the brand got more popular and more widely distributed, it lost some of its authenticity, some of its local craftiness, if you will. It also means that on-premise and retail competition has gotten a lot tougher, and that's making the larger, more traditional brewers, including Boston Beer, nervous. But as they also say, there's nothing for a case of nerves like a case of beer, or at least case sales of beer, and when it comes specifically to craft beers, for the moment, Sam Adams is number one on that list too. Here's how consumers ranked the top brands when it came to meeting consumers' thirst for a great-tasting beer with that authentic, homegrown brew feel. 1. Sam Adams. 2. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. 3. Yingling. 4. Lagunitas. 5. Fat Tire. 6. Shiner. 7. Brooklyn Lager. 8. Bell's. 9. Dogfish Head. 10. Deschutes. There are more craft beer brands on the way, so the battle for the retailer's shelves, saloons, taps, and consumers' wallets is only going to surge. And there will be victors and losers, but brewers should be stout of heart. Napoleon advised, "On victory, you deserve beer. On defeat, you need it." So watch for further dispatches from the front of the Battle of the Beers.
What happened? The craft beer industry continues to fuel the beer revolution with double-digit growth for the 8th straight year. With nearly 4,300 craft breweries, the industry represents more than 15% of the market share for total beer consumption. So, a lot of craft beer. Sam Adams' brand is starting to dilute, at least when it comes to being seen as a craft beer. Microbrewers and pub brews are capturing craft beer enthusiasts' attention and palates. And big competitors like Anheuser-Busch InBev are getting into craft beer by swallowing up actual craft breweries through acquisition. There is, of course, no universally accepted definition of craft beer, but the appellation includes consumer-seated values like handcrafting and more attention spent on how it's brewed, and ingredients. Larger brands like Sam Adams and Coors used to resonate with such meaning, and it's unlikely that brands like Bud can go back and take ownership of them. Craft brewers' market share has nearly tripled in the past 5 years, and consumers have shown an increased willingness to spend more on craft beers that command higher price points. And that's a trend any brand will drink to.